Blog Talk Radio.
This prayer that I'm going to say is more for me
for my deliverance, because I've told you before, my heart was broken years ago, and I'm still praying. I need to get over it. Did you think to pray this morning? If not, come listen to my prayer, and you may use it for yourself if you need it. But I need it. I need God to help me. Our Father in heaven, thank you this morning for waking me up to this beautiful sunshiny day and for every day that you awake me from my sleep. Father, please allow all my loved ones to forgive me. I was wrong. Allow them to get over their hate and resentment of me. And bless us to become a happy family, as well as bless me to forgive myself. I was wrong. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for keeping natural disasters as well as chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan. You're a blessed city. Thank you for giving me, as well as all your sheep, sane, sound mind, and excellent health. Say this prayer in Yeshua's name, a.k.a. also known as Jesus. Amen. Listen, sheep, I do have, before I start reading in the book, from the book of Jeremiah, I want to say a few things. First, this is the beginning of the Feast of First Fruit. It's an offering that you make from the ground. I'm not quite sure how it works. Although I've been in the church almost over 40 years, and I've been doing this program come August the 11th, it will be my fifth year, and I praise God for that, because I didn't think I could go this long. I didn't think I could even make it 3 years. But since I've started reading this Bible for myself, I follow my own mind, and I follow what's written in this Bible. I follow the seven feasts of our Heavenly Father. And the Feast of First Fruits begins today. And what I'm going to do tomorrow is go and plant fruits, vegetables in my garden. Well, I don't have a garden yet, but I have purchased like sweet potatoes, and I'm going to go and get other plants that I like watermelon, tomatoes, and zucchini. And I'm just going to plant those four plants in my garden. Well, I don't have a garden, but in the backyard that I have. And I'm thankful for God that he has allowed me to keep my backyard. Also, sheep, I was listening to a program last week and found it to be shocking. There was this fellow on the television whose hair looks like mine. You know, he says he is a Nubian. And I want you to know that Nubia is located in the country of Africa. But his problem is located in the country of Africa by the Red Sea. And his problem is the United States of America will not accept him as a black man or say that he's a black man. They want to say he's white, but he's not white. Of course, he scored high on his tests and did well. But they want to say he's black. But when you look at him, they want to say he's white. When you look at him, he is a black man. And I hope that the United States of America will come right for a change. This man is black. You know, I see the same thing happening to the Nubians that happened to us. Another country will claim them. And when I say us black folk, when you read Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 68. We are the people that came over here on slave ships. We are the true Jews. And if the United States don't come truthful, they're going to allow the Nubians to be classified as white people when they are not. That's all I have to say about that. Follow me, sheep, to the book of Jeremiah. We're going to read Jeremiah chapter 40. And let me just say this. Last week I made an error, and I said that there was a new king when I should have read it as Nebuchadnezzar. But after I had asked you all to laugh with me about the devil, because the devil was on attack, then my eyes got blurry. I had a difficult time. But I just want to read what's in the Bible. And I'm on in Jeremiah chapter 40, and I pray that I will be able to see and not make errors. I did make an error in Jeremiah chapter 39, verse 11. It says, "Now Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon." And I'm saying, that's a new king. That was not a new king. Nebuchadnezzar has been around a long time. Let's start reading now. You know how fast I read, sheep. Let's pick up at Jeremiah chapter 40, verse 1. Jeremiah with Gedaliah, the governor. The word that came to Jeremiah from Yah the Lord after that Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, had let him go to Ramah when he had taken him, being bound in chains, along with the among all that were carried away captive of Jerusalem and Judah, which were carried away captive to Babylon. And the captain of the guard took Jeremiah and said unto him, "Yah the Lord thy God has pronounced this evil upon this place. Now Yah the Lord has brought it and done according as he has said, because you have sinned against Yah the Lord and have not obeyed his voice. Therefore this thing is come upon you." Verse 4. "And now, behold, I loose thee this day from the chains that were upon thy hand. If it seem good unto thee to come with me into Babylon, come, and I will look well unto thee. But if it seem ill unto thee to come with me to Babylon, forbear." Forbear means to avoid or resist, or don't come. "Behold, the land is before thee, whether it seems good and convenient for thee to go thither, go, then go." Verse 5. "Now, while he was not yet gone back, he said, 'Go back to Gedaliah, the son of Ahiakim, the son of Shaphan, whom the king of Babylon has made governor over the cities of Judah, and dwell with him among the people, or go wheresoever it seemed convenient unto thee to go.' So the captain of the guard gave him victuals." Victuals mean food. "And a reward." And I'm thinking reward here means money. "And let him go. Then went Jeremiah unto Gedaliah, the son of Ahiakim, to Mizpah, and dwelt with him among the people that were left in the land." Verse 7. "Now when all the captains of the forces which were in the field, even they and their men heard that the king of Babylon had made Gedaliah, the son of Jehoiakim, governor in the land, and had committed unto him men and women and children and the poor of the land, of them that were not carried away captive to Babylon. Verse 8. Then they came to Gedaliah to Mizpah, even Ishmael, the son of Nathaniah, and Johanan, and Jonathan, the son of Kareah. It's spelled like Karen with an H at the end instead of an N of the word. And Sarah, the son of Tanhumet, and the sons of Ephah, the Nephonite, and Jezaniah, the son of a Masonite, they and their men. Verse 9, and Gedaliah, the son of Jehoiakim, the son of Shaphan, swear unto them and to their men, saying, fear not to serve the Chaldeans, dwell in the land, and serve the king of Babylon, and it shall be well with thee. Now, Gedaliah was talking to those men who were who had come to be where he was. Let's pick up at verse 10. As for me, behold, I will dwell in Mizpah and serve the Chaldeans, which will come unto us. But ye, gather ye wine and some of fruits and oil, and put them in your vessels, and dwell in your cities that ye have taken. Verse 11. Likewise, when the Jews that were in Moab and among the Ammonites and in Edom and that were in all the countries heard that the king of Babylon had left a remnant of Judah and that he had set over them Gedaliah, the son of Jehoiakim, the son of Shaphan, even all the Jews returned out of all the places whither they were driven and came to the land of Judah and Gedaliah unto Mizpah and gathered wine and some fruit very much. Verse 13. Moreover, Jonathan, the son of Kareah, or Karen, and all the captains of the forces that were in the fields came to Gedaliah to Mizpah, and verse 14, and said unto him, doest thou certainly know that Baalis, the king of the Amorites, have set Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, to slay thee? But Gedaliah, the son of Jehoiakim, believed them not. Sometimes you have to believe what people are saying to you. Verse 15. Then Johanan, the son of Karen, spake to Gedaliah in Mizpah secretly, saying, let me go to slay. Let me start at verse 15 again. Then Johanan, the son of Kareah, spake to Gedaliah in Mizpah secretly, saying, let me go, I pray thee, and I will slay Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, and no man shall know it. Wherefore should he slay thee and all the Jews which are gathered unto thee should be scattered, and a remnant in Judah perish. Let me read that last sentence again. And the remnant of Judah perish, but Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, said unto Johanan, the son of Carea, thou shalt not do this thing, for thou speakest falsely of Ishmael. Well, see, that ends the reading of Jeremiah chapter 40, where Jeremiah with Gedaliah, the son of the governor. So my thought on that is that sometimes people who come to you and work with you, they are not always, and they act like they're your friend, but they are not. This guy, Ishmael, his mission was to kill Gedaliah, the governor. And I pray that you sheep will come and listen to this program next Sabbath. We will start reading at verse 41 of Jeremiah, and we will see whether or not Ishmael will kill Gedaliah. Yeah. And I believe he will. We'll find out next Sabbath, hopefully, sheep. Now, that ends the reading for this Sabbath. Let us have a closing prayer. Oh, sheep, I forgot to tell you who I am. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. The only day in the Bible, Saturday, that tells you to keep holy. Read it for yourself. You'll find it written in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 8. You'll also find it written in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verses 7 through 21. It's written in the Ten Commandments. Sabbath is the only Sabbath is observed starting Friday evening to Saturday evening. And I want you sheep to know that I read from the King James Version of the Bible. And sometimes our Heavenly Father wants our program to go a little differently than what you may have planned. Nonetheless, let me say a closing word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we, your sheep, thank you for all the things that you do for us, especially your constant protection from the evil one. We thank and praise you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from all evil. We thank you for giving us this day our daily bread, and forgive our debts as we forgive our debts towards. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name, also known as Jesus. Amen. Remember, sheep, I want you to take our Heavenly Father with you everywhere you go. And it is God's will, our Father's will. I will be back with you next Sabbath. I want you to go and purchase this book, How to Eat and Live Longer, by Dr. Reginald J. Eady. Although pretty much what he is saying is written in the book of Leviticus. It tells us what to eat and what not to eat. And if we just be obedient to God's word, you know, our forefathers were not obedient, and this is why we are suffering or held captive here in the United States of America. This day, even this day, it may look as if we're not, but we are. Anytime the governor of your state can change what you have voted in or can change the Constitution, for example, for us retirees, if we were born after 1952, our retirement income is cut by 4.5%. Well, I shouldn't say the governor alone, but it was the Republican governor and the Republican legislators that did that, as well as the higher-ups, the Supreme Court and the Attorney General go along with that. So I've gotten off my subject. I don't mean to do that. I want you to go to purchase this book, How to Eat and Live Longer by Dr. Reginald Eaty. Go to www.eatandliverlonger.com and purchase that book. Listen, sheep, remember, if it's our Heavenly Father's will, I will be back with you next Sabbath, and I want you to always take our Heavenly Father with you everywhere you go. God loves you, and so do I.
My heart, help me.